Yeah. What's up? Hey guys. It's Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. I'm pumped. I'm very pumped right now. Everyone is so quiet. There's four of us in here, and everyone.
Well, I didn't know what you was about to do with you. Yeah. Let's get it.
I'm like the laziest podcast host in the world because I haven't added music to this fucking show.
I'm the same way.
It's
no music.
So easy though.
Yeah, just come in.
Bring damn. Now
I just be like, ha ha. That's how I come in.
So the music is in my criminal. Soul. So guys, it's Date Fails. Hey, we're at All Things Comedy. I'm Kate Quigley. I got my co-host, the fabulous hot. Oh, he told me I'm not allowed to call him hot and sexy anymore because he thinks I'm lying.
Yeah, she's lying.
But he is though. Tony Baker, everybody. Woo!
What's up, y'all? Back again.
Tony, you know you fine. You look like you've been hitting the gym hard.
I'll be in the gym.
I just like to flirt with Tony on the show because I think it makes him uncomfortable.
I'll be moving the chair around.
Right.
Like,
he starts blushing.
Water's so good, y'all.
Hard to make a black man blush, but I'm doing it right now.
He's not that dark.
I'm
so
part white, so you can see the blush.
Are you really?
Yeah, my grandmother's white.
I didn't know that. Mm. Oh, that explains why I can see that pink in your cheeks.
Yeah. But go on to the guest.
This is fucking awkward.
The guest.
Real awkward. Trying to see the pink in your cheeks.
I don't think this is awkward. Let me just introduce my guest right now. Jay.
Yeah.
You're the man. I love you.
I'm just an average black dude.
No. You're funny as fuck. You're a hilarious comedian.
Thank you.
You host a podcast, correct?
Yes.
What's the name of your podcast?
The Trusty Sidekick Podcast. Myself and Bobby Hill, and we like two big black dudes who are actual comic book geeks.
Super geeks.
We talk about all We talk about all the Marvel and DC TV shows and movies. So,
hey. Bro, can I get on that?
Hell yeah, you can.
Let me get in
you
on that.
You know about that?
Yes.
Shit?
So we talk about all that.
So like last week I had to watch 7 fucking TV shows.
Oh my God.
Like, you don't understand how it is making sure you watch all these shows when you'd rather be doing other shit. You're like, oh, you know what? I can masturbate. Oh, fuck, I gotta watch Supergirl.
Can't you then masturbate to Supergirl?
You can, but then it feels awkward. Because it's not the same up and away. But, we do that. We cover all that, all the movies, all the stuff that goes on in the news with all that, so... We get to do all that every week, and it's kind of cool because we've met a lot of people through it. So
yeah, that's really cool. I want to know more about. I don't know the comic book.
Well, you just got to know the TV shows and the movies. I mean, knowing the comic book origins helps a little bit, but the TV shows and the movies is what they are.
Is Jessica Jones one of those?
Yes, she is.
I fucking love that show.
That was good. Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, I love that.
To me, that was the best Marvel villain so far. But
really?
Don't get me started.
I mean, we can talk about it later. Yeah. It was good what they did with that. She's coming. She'll be back the end of this year with the Defenders series on Netflix. So
I love that show.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Everybody was skeptical too about Kristen Ritter. They was like, I don't think she gonna.
Right,
you know,
she pulled it off.
She pulled it off.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. Wow, Jay Washington, everybody, check him out. What's your Twitter handle?
At Mr. J Washington, MrJaywashington. The only reason it's Mr. is because there's a J Washington already on Twitter, and he is a Filipino basketball player, which I am fucking not. And every time they play and they win, like, I get a bunch of tweets thinking they am. I'm like, hey, thank you. I know I had these 16 points.
Good game, man.
You should use that. You should try to get pussy, like, pretending you're a pro basketball player.
I play in the Philippines.
Right, good enough. Close enough. You know, it's all good. Well, thanks for being here. And I have my friend and the fab. You are gorgeous, by the way. Yes. Every time I post a photo with this bitch, all my followers suddenly are like, fuck Kate, who dat? Who dat? Who dat? Yeah, for real. Miss Egypt, hilarious Instagram and YouTuber. You're like YouTube famous. You're like a huge YouTuber.
I mean, not really, but.
I think you are. in my mind, she is. Guys, it's Sarah Fasha.
Yes.
Woo! Hi. Friends, hi pharaohs. I call everybody pharaohs, and everyone's like, "Why do you call them pharaohs?" I'm like, "Cause I'm Egyptian, and I believe in equality, and we're all kings and queens."
That's dope.
Except for the fuckers I hate.
Oh,
good. Goddamn peasants.
We're all kings and queens, unless you fuck me and then fuck me over and then fuck you.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, all right.
That's how I feel. That's just how I feel. All right. So, what's up with you two? Where'd you both come from today?
I was in traffic in Koreatown cussing out old people.
In Koreatown?
Is that where you live?
Yeah, for the moment. Mm. But,
do you like it?
Hell no.
I heard it was real up in there.
It's only real when it comes to parking, when you about ready to bash somebody's windows in. Like, you got to fight for parking spots and shit like that. I told one dude, I know he saw me mouthing out the window, I will slash your fucking tires.
What?
And
why?
Then he pulled to the side, because it's like you be waiting on a parking spot. And then somebody think they're going to swoop in. And then I was saying it so hard that I know dude saw me because then he pulled on the side of me and was like, was you trying to park this, sir? Yes, the fuck I was.
Did you say that?
No, I said, he was like, were you trying to park there, sir?
He said, that's what yes he said.
I said, yes, the fuck I was. It was 8 in the morning. It was
respect.
Early. I had to move the car because they was doing street cleaning.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
You were mad.
It was early. I was pissed.
8 a.m. is early, man.
It is early.
I can't be talked to that early. If I haven't had coffee yet, I don't even. My friends will text me at like 9:30 in the morning, like first thing. That's like first thing in the morning for me. They'll text me like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm like, "Why are you even texting me?" Like it's 9:30 in the morning.
That's not even that early.
It's fucking early, Tony. I'm a comic. How? That's not early
it's
to
not
you.
Yeah, early, I'm asleep, but I just look at the text. I'm like, "Oh, I missed it." That's all.
I'm up at like 7:45 anyway. So every day.
7:45 for what?
I'm programmed to be up early. I program myself to be up early.
When do you go to bed?
2-3 in the morning.
Holy shit.
I wish I could do that.
You better get some sleep, man.
I don't sleep, I nap.
You nap during the day?
I know, I just nap at night. I nap 4 or 5 hours and I don't sleep.
You gotta get some sleep, though.
Yeah.
For health reasons.
Or drugs.
Thank you.
Oh, do you take drugs?
No.
Adderall or something?
No, just caffeine.
Come on.
Copious amounts of espresso shots.
Does it still work for you?
Hell yeah. Look, let me tell you something. Starbucks unofficial endorsement. I went and got their new nitro cold brew they have, and I was like, all right, this shit may not be strong enough. And I said, let me get an extra espresso shot. I was up for about 36 hours talking about some soul. I see colors and sounds and everything.
Hell, for real?
Nah. I'm passing on all
that. It was so strong. But I I don't have to do cocaine. I don't have to do Adderall. Caffeine just has me going.
You're so lucky.
Caffeine's a drug, too.
Yeah.
You shut the fuck
up. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It's a drug as well.
So much anger. I mean, caffeine stops working, I think, because I was drinking so much caffeine, it just quit. It doesn't do shit for me
anymore. That's why I moderate it, though. I don't do it, like, every single day. Uh-huh. So I'll, like, I had a cup of coffee earlier, so then I probably have maybe one more later, but I won't have any coffee for, like, 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So this way it can still have that effect.
I'm actually narcoleptic, so I'm going to have to try that.
What?
What?
You might fall asleep right now?
Oh, no, I took my meds.
Wait, you for real? You know who
It's actually hypersomnia, but it's pretty much the same thing as narcolepsy.
Wait, what's the difference? What's hypersomnia?
I don't enter REM sleep as quickly as narcolepsy. So I always tell people I have sleep disorder, and they're like, oh, well, that means you don't sleep, right? I'm like, no, I sleep too much. I have hypersomnia. They're like, yeah, that's when you don't sleep. I'm like, no, it's the opposite of insomnia. Like, do your research, like, instead of act like you know.
So you sleep too much.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just fall asleep at any moment if you're not on your medicine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to just... I mean, it was kind
of
convenient.
I hate to say it this way. That's got to be the perfect excuse to get out of a bad date, though. Be like, look, I got this
condition. You pretend to fall asleep.
You're going to pretend to lie.
I've fallen asleep.
Hey, fam, you know what?
On a date?
On a date.
Have you really fallen asleep on a date?
Yeah.
I think it was a date.
Once at a time, I had a boyfriend a couple years ago. He made me go see, like, a Mission Possible or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe then. All
we right. got in there, and I was like, good night.
That doesn't count at a movie.
Yes, it does. Tom Cruise.
No, in the very beginning?
The movie doesn't count.
In the very beginning, I didn't want to... Oh, okay, well...
Like, at the table, dinner table, that's when it's, like, crucial. Yeah. Like, so tell me about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Yeah, lots of people fall asleep at the movies.
I go hiking and sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be really good about just, like, you know, clocking myself in and out. And
of sleep?
Yeah. Like, I just pass out, like... I mean, I take my meds regularly now, so it's okay, but I used to be able to just put my head down on, like, concrete, and I can go to sleep.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
No way. You know who else has narcolepsy?
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Yeah, the porn star. Yeah,
did he fall asleep? Man,
I don't know if he ever
was. He
did.
In the scene, I mean, was like, "You want this 18-inch cup?"
I mean, I don't know. I got to have him on here and ask him about it. I don't know if he has during a scene, but one time when I first moved to LA, I was at the House of Blues for a concert. It was a Blues Traveler concert, actually.
I remember them.
Ron Jeremy was there, right? This is the best. Ron Jeremy's there. He's friends with John Popper. Uh-huh. He's sitting in the front row of the balcony, you know, the balcony there. And Ron Jeremy's on stage, and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm super pumped tonight because I got a good friend of mine in the house. It's his birthday. He's here to celebrate with me tonight. Everybody show some love to Ron Jeremy. Spotlight on Ron Jeremy.
Sleep.
Fucking sound asleep on the balcony. Hanging over the balcony, like as if he'd passed out. Like he's like lounged over the edge of the balcony.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. And then John said something about it on stage, like, yo, man, that's not us. He has fucking narcolepsy. Like, he didn't just pass out.
You got to clear that up. Like,
yeah.
Hopefully he ain't dead right there.
I know. But it was amazing. I was like, all right, there it is.
Damn.
That's crazy, man.
I had an assistant principal with narcolepsy.
Really?
She used to come in and watch us sometimes, and she was sitting in front and just be passed out. We like, yo, Miss Finch is asleep.
I thought
if we had these in, we'd all been like,
oh yeah.
I swear, most definitely. Every black grandmother in churches have narcolepsy. Like after the pastor service go too long, they just start sitting there. You're like, you praying? No, grandma be playing. She be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, church gives me narcolepsy.
Oh, gives if everyone it's too
long,
narcolepsy.
If it's too long, I'm out.
I like that you call it, it gives me narcolepsy.
It does. Nice. I hate to say that, but.
It's just boring.
It's hot in there, man. I'm done.
I'm trying to think if I've never fallen asleep in public on a date. That's never happened.
I fell asleep at the movie theater. I went to see Independence Day 2. I slept
through
it. It said 20th Century Fox Presents. I was out. I woke up to credits.
Really?
And I was in those reclining chairs in North Hollywood. I slept the entire movie.
I'd be pissed, man.
I paid $10 for that nap.
I paid $10 for a comfortable
man.
Nap.
Man.
That's crazy. What, have you ever used that as an excuse on a date, like for faked sleep to get out of there?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm tired. I tell them I'm tired.
That's amazing.
I'm tired. And they think I'm like being lazy. I'm like, I'm not lazy. I'm tired. The difference.
Dude.
Hilarious.
Sarah's single. Are you single, Jay?
I am now.
Now?
Yeah.
How long?
It's been about a month.
Oh damn. Shit.
You fresh
you
in the
rebound?
Game.
Yeah. Huh?
You on the rebound?
I don't know yet. I mean, I'm out of an 8-year relationship, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, you need your
so
face.
I met you. You was in a relationship?
Yeah. That sounds awkward the way you said it. Can you rephrase that?
Nah.
It's like, so take you,
you lied to me, though.
I can't tell you how often I find out a comic is in a relationship, well, and I'm like, wait, what?
That's because as a comedian, you know what? As a comedian, a lot of people would always go on stage about their relationship and stuff like that. And I was always one of the people, like, people who knew me closely knew it. But it wasn't nothing I had to put on blast and everything of the sort. But when my breakup happened, everybody was like, yo, you all right? I was like, me, I ain't.
Aww.
Be cool. And I've been in tears for a minute, but I'm be fine. So can we move on to another subject?
Okay. Shit, 8 years?
8 years.
Damn, wow. That's like, that's two podcasts in a row with long-term people that are just starting over.
Yeah, that's he fresh.
Yeah, a month ago?
Super fresh in the game.
So you can't be ready to date yet.
I'm not really trying to date.
You're out here smashing?
Trying to smash.
You know what? I realize that won't happen for me in L.A. I've looked at the level of dudes out here. I'm like, I ain't on that level to just be fucking. I ain't that attractive to be fucking.
But you're a comic.
You got personality. That'll get you far.
That's more important.
I've watched a lot of these goof-ass comics that smell like they want to be alone with personality. I'll be like, look, I take baths and showers. So if I do and they don't get laid, I'm good. So I'm just focused a lot more. I mean, if it happens, it happens, I guess. But I've found myself just trying to be extra focused on the gig, you know, just doing so much different shit now between being on stage, auditioning, doing these other different projects and everything. So I'm like,
it's so funny because I thought that most guys, like when they get out of a relationship, immediately start trying to fuck
Tinder.
as many girls as possible.
I used to think that was the case. For me, not.
Some dudes, though.
Some dudes. I know some dudes that's like, I'm free. Oh, well, all this vagina out here.
Yeah.
You know, but me, I'm just like, I was in the relationship with my daughter's mom and I was with her for 8 years. So I was like, yo, I'm trying to do that. Now to go sit there and say, I'm just trying to hop on and just fuck everybody. I did that when I was younger.
Yeah.
I did all that. So it was like, I ain't got the time to be doing that. I'd rather put my energy into some productive shit. Yeah, sex is productive and it's fun as fuck.
Is it productive?
It's productive for me.
Man, it's productive. Let me tell you something, how stimulating it is to the mental. But it is, but it's just like, I don't feel like doing all that extra shit.
I feel like a lot of guys that just want to smash, they have low self-esteem. And they're insecure. You ever feel like that? Because a lot of the guys I've seen, they were so insecure with themselves that they needed validation by having sex with multiple women.
That makes sense.
Because I feel like when you're okay with yourself, you're okay to be by yourself and you're confident in that.
Exactly.
I think with definitely guys that are over the age of maybe like 30, 35, like once you're through
when you're
that.
Young, you're experimenting. But.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. You have to, or guys that talk about all the chicks they get.
Oh, like, man, I can't stand that.
Yeah, that's so insecure.
Man, dog, I got this bachelor pad. It's like a revolving door. I mean, I hate that shit.
Like, if we're not close friends, dog, I don't care who you smash.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
come up to me like, you see her over there? Yeah, I took that down. So what?
Yeah.
Everybody's having sex.
It's such a turnoff to me, too. When I was, one night I was at the Comedy Store, and there was a comic who is super hot, who I don't hook up with comics, but I had, like, in my mind, toyed with, like, if I'm going to fuck a comic,
might as well be
this
him.
Is the one. Yeah, this is the one I'm going to get. And then we're at the Comedy Store one night, and we were, like, kind of flirting. And then someone started talking about comics they'd fucked. Like another comic started talking about girl comics that they'd fucked. And this guy jumped right in the conversation, was like, oh, I only fucked one. It was so-and-so. And he named her right out, right on the Comedy Store patio.
No.
And as a girl, I heard that and went, well, never fucking that dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you fuck and talk,
yeah.
To me, that is, it's so crazy.
You ever did that, Tony?
What?
Smash and talk.
No, I've never been big on that.
I never could do that.
Like a close friend? Like,
that's
different. If you see us together,
close
we could talk about it.
Close
like,
friends, yeah, but
just out in the hell, no.
Hey, dog, guess what, man? Guess who? I tasted last night. I'm not on that.
Yeah, and he said it like so, like it was not a big deal to say it. And I just felt so bad for her. I'm like, oh my God, I wonder how many people he told this to.
Especially like, in this field, like, come on, dog.
You find out how small this world really is.
Oh.
Everybody know it. But yeah, plus I haven't had sex anyway. Like, I was in a long-term relationship, so my girl's in Tacoma, Washington, so I haven't done anything sexually in like 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You haven't seen her in 2 years?
Wait, what?
I see her and, you know, we FaceTime and everything, but sex-wise, I haven't done shit in 2 years.
What do you mean? When you would go to see her, you guys didn't hook up?
I mean, I went back in March last year.
No smash?
Nah, because our daughter was running around.
I can respect this.
So.
I would knock that little fucker out.
I know. I don't have kids. I really don't know how it works. I'm like, can you just put him in a room?
Smash in front of the kids?
My
daughter is so, like, she feels like if she goes to sleep, she's going to miss out on something.
With, yeah,
she
should.
You don't have NyQuil?
Her mama does now.
I'm sorry, I don't have kids. I'm insensitive.
No, you're not, because I'm an advocate of, yo, get this little motherfucker some NyQuil. She's like, I don't want to do it, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not sleeping at all.
You know, but.
If you're seeing your girl and it's long term and you're not fucking, I don't care if you have a kid. I would get on Craigslist, find a baby, be like, take my kid for a walk. I need 30 minutes. See, I need an hour.
How old is your daughter?
3.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so a lot of
bourbon,
people.
Whiskey.
So your room.
So this is like a lot. This is one of only like my closest. I'm surprised I'm even fucking telling y'all this on the podcast. Like
this is what happens on my show. People like, just you forget
up.
That people are listening.
I
and you
forget.
Open up.
So yeah, my two close friends, they be like, "Would you stop bringing that shit up?" He's like, "That's really fucking sad that you keep bringing it." I was like, "It's true. I ain't fucked in 2 years."
Well, that makes me feel better about the 6 weeks.
It was like, "God,
oh my God,
that's nothing.
Six weeks.
It's been all year.
What is that? That's lint. That's lint.
I'm in my prime. Okay, I'm in my sex prime. I need to get it
that's
in.
Lint
six
for you.
Weeks is nothing.
I need to have sex. Okay, I need it. Here's the thing. I'm trying to forget about. I had the best sex of my life last year. I'm trying to forget it. You can't forget. It till
no,
you
you're
find
not supposed
something
to forget.
New. I want to forget. I want to fucking. If there was those Men in Black people walking around that could buzz the shit out of my head,
you want to forget about
yes.
the good sex?
You want to forget about the great.
It's never going to be better.
Wait, you want to forget about the greatest dick you ever had?
Yes.
You got to remember that.
No.
No.
No?
Well, I think. Here's the catch 22.
So
because
we can
the problem.
Compare everything?
And that's just what I was about to say. Every dude afterwards, she might not tell the guy, but there's a standard that's like, yo, if you ain't holding up to that, then you just like, shit.
No one is ever going to surpass this sex. I know. I'm like, that's it for me. Unless
you find somebody swinging in like George of the Jungle over there. It's like,
What if you fell in love with someone?
And the sex was
like,
good.
Yeah, like it wasn't as good, but the love made it better.
I mean,
you're shallow.
No,
I'm just
no, no, no. That would be ideal.
Yeah,
you know, but that's course. Like the but, odds of that are pretty
yeah,
slim.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I
so
feel.
It's a long game. It's a Hail Mary.
Dash.
Odds of that are worse than the odds of the Patriots coming back from that, which they did.
So it could. So
it could happen.
It could happen.
Wow, that's crazy,
that's
Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in a long-term thing, Sasha? Or Sarah, what's your? I always call you Sasha because
okay,
Sarah Fasha. Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
usually go by Fasha because there's always like. 20 white girls named Sarah in the same room, and then when they say Sarah, they're not talking to me. So sometimes I go by Fasha, but you can call me whatever you want.
Okay, well, in that case, Sasha.
Yeah, there we go. I really
it's
do
like a mixture
Sasha
of the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I get it all the time. I really do. I don't even correct people anymore.
How long have you been single?
I guess I stopped dating someone last April.
Okay,
and we dated for a few months, but he was the fuckboy type where he's like, I don't want to put a title on it, and I didn't really know what fuckboys were. I found out late in life, So I was like,
what is a fuckboy?
I'm so shocked.
We've been talking about this.
Apparently, it's a guy who just is not really good for anything but fucking.
Let's just say, no, it's just a lame ass dude. Long story short.
Yeah, basically,
short.
Basically. And then, you know, I mean, one knows. There's a bunch of details. There's so many definitions. Okay, but.
I've been hearing the term fuckboy for like years. We were talking about that in Chicago for years.
We need a universal definition because no one can agree on what a fuckboy is.
It's so many layers to it.
Guys need to know so they can stop being them.
Well, you got to talk to, first of all, people from the South because that's where it started.
Oh, really?
It started in the South.
He's about to give us a history lesson right now.
No,
okay.
Let me give you a black history lesson. Well, the term fuckboy, it originated in both Miami, Florida and Atlanta, Georgia. It was a lot of bitch-ass niggas doing a lot of bitch-ass shit. And the term fuckboy was brought to life.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. Did it really start in the South?
Yeah, it started in the South. One of my son's godfather is...
Is the original fuckboy?
No.
Oh. That's why I thought it was going. He's the original fuckboy.
He's the godfather of fuckboys.
Nah, he went to school at Florida A&M. And like when he was in school, he was telling me about these fuckboy ass niggas. So I was like, fam, you're from the South Side of Chicago. Why are you talking like that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's a Southern thing.
So to a guy, a fuckboy is just a lame dude, kind of a bitch.
Bitch ass niggas.
And to a girl, a fuckboy is basically
a bitch ass nigga at the same time without all explanation.
Just not a man.
Yeah, it's a dude
that's just out here trying to get pussy.
Oh, punk ass.
It's like a fisherman who goes out and throws out 50 lines. And he doesn't really care what he catches. Is that it?
Something like that.
All right. So back to you're dating a guy for a few months who turned out to be a fuckboy and you've been single ever since.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you ever been in a long term relationship?
Consecutively.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know.
I think when I was 19, my first boyfriend I dated for like 15 months, and then we took a break, and then he realized the error of his ways, and then 9 months. So like altogether, it was 2 years.
I like that you counted in 15, months.
Yeah.
It's like the age of a child,
right?
Right.
It's
like
a
toddler.
I'm kind of proud of that. I think that was the longest. I think 15 months. Oh my God, that was the longest.
Do you like being single?
Do I? Sometimes I love it. Sometimes I wish there was someone else, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you find guys? How do you meet guys? You're gorgeous. You must get hit up constantly.
No, I don't.
She's
I
Miss
don't
Egypt.
Leave my house.
Yeah,
I don't.
Exactly.
I don't. Miss Egypt, a Queen of the Universe pageant. Okay, it was a little.
And her
shitty.
Hair smells great, guys. Her
hair smells good.
It's got little beautiful LA bounce and vibrance to it.
Right?
It's all. It looks
forever.
Like a
I'll
commercial.
To, like,
if your hair
cute.
Smells good, yes. That's when you just float off into. Yeah.
She smells amazing.
I just want y'all to know how disturbing I am here, and Tony, in my ear, tell me some. Her hair smells good.
I like it. I mean, so how do you meet guys?
I don't really meet guys. I spend a lot of time in my house and at the gym. I see guys at the gym.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't like them. They're annoying.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. So you know at 24 Hour Fitness how you have to check in with your number? Okay, well, that's what you do when
yeah.
you enter.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Their machine was broken on Saturday evening, and so you have to write your name and your number. So I wrote my name, my number, and then I'm like, while I'm at it, let me get some, you know, attention. And I put my YouTube link and my Instagram link, you know. But a lot of them know me, you know, so they know that's my personality. Like, I joke around with everybody over there. I call them my fan club.
What a hustler. I love that. I love that you're
gotta
leaving your
hustle.
YouTube
yeah, like,
on the gym side.
One more follower, one more subscriber, it's all worth it. And then I got a text yesterday, and luckily I put my Google Voice number, but I got a text yesterday like, hey, is this Sarah? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, oh, this is so-and-so from the gym. I hope you don't mind me texting you.
This was yesterday.
And then I'm like, oh.
I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
Gotta shoot your shot.
I agree.
No, that's kind of stalkerish.
No, I think it's not. Like, he sees me all the time and says hi and smile, but like.
Oh, this is a different story. Okay, he's interacted with you before.
No. I don't know his name.
Wait, does he work there?
Yeah, he works there. But it's invasive.
Okay, here's what I have to say. If he didn't work there, I would be down with it, and I would be like, that's kind of like, that takes balls. But since he works there, I think that's crossing some kind of like boundary.
Yeah.
No, it definitely is.
But if he was just a dude that lifts there, and he walked over and picked up your number off the sign-in sheet purposely, I think that'd be some baller shit.
Man,
I mean, he could have Instagram
shot.
DM'd me. I think that's what I would have preferred.
But the DM slide, it doesn't feel as...
Well,
personal.
No.
Especially
but
somebody
but
like you,
you
I'm sure the DMs is full of dudes.
No,
like
I deleted all of them yesterday.
See,
but they
you
were
don't
want
to get wiped clean.
Well,
you don't want to get wiped clean. You know, you go to the source.
No, but the thing is he. I felt like you know he needs to have the balls to ask me for my number because he takes away my right to
Touché.
Say yes or no. And
I
usually
will say
do
that.
Give him my Instagram.
Yeah. Touche.
Yeah, I love when guys just have the balls to walk up and say. Can I get your number? Can I take you out sometime? Like, that's so hot
with
to
no
me.
With no pants on.
Yeah.
Balls out.
Yeah.
Right. Let me take you out, man. Dick, where your pants at? I don't wear pants. I don't wear pants, Kate.
That's okay. I don't wear pants either.
I got this Scottish kilt on. Yeah. Tell me, can I take you out?
That's the best, though, when guys just like, yo, I know it's so cheesy, but the most classic thing to me, guys think attractive women get hit on all the time. Mm-hmm. And they think that guys are always coming up to attractive women and saying, like, you're beautiful or saying mm-hmm. whatever. So I think a lot of guys hold back because they're like, oh, she gets it all the time.
I'm just number 89 on the
Even before my relationship, I've never been able to. I've always had, like, a little level of low self-esteem. So I've never been able to approach a female.
I don't approach them either.
Really? This is the thing, though, is that, like, I think that a lot of people think that attractive women get it all day long, but most guys are like you guys.
We just be like.
And they don't. And so, like, when it does happen, I almost give any guy a shot that has the balls to walk up. I do, because I'm like, that takes guts. Yeah. A lot of guys don't have it.
Like, it's hard. Self-esteem, but I'm like, man, she gets hit on a lot, because, you know, I feel like the women I'm attracted to are attractive to a lot of people, so I'm like, hey, a lot of dudes roll up. I'm gonna just sit here.
People think that, but it's not true.
Probably, yeah. You're probably right.
We get it in the DMs, and I hate to lump myself into this, but I mean, I get it in the DMs. I'm sure you get it in the DMs. I get lots of that. I get the comments. You know, like yesterday I posted a photo, and I got like 200 comments on it that are a lot of thirsty guys. But the truth is, in real life, like, I was complaining on the last podcast. I swear, hand to the Bible, the other night, I was like super in the mood. I took this hot photo and I was like, I'm going to send this to somebody and I'm going to fuck tonight. And then I literally start going through my phone and I didn't have one dude on the line that is like a viable option. Like, it was only exes and guys. Like,
I feel you.
Yeah. And I ended up sending that photo to my girlfriend and I was just like, I got nobody to send this to, but it's pretty hot, right? Like,
you can send it to me. Yeah. But, I do that.
Right? Yeah. But that's what I'm telling you guys is like, I swear to you, 90% of the time, these girls that you think are like getting hit up constantly are the girls that the least dudes are approaching, because everybody thinks that.
Because, like, you know, well, online, everybody gets that online courage. So it's easier to hit on somebody in the DMs, because you ain't got to do the walk away, the walk of shame. Like, when you go put your bid in, you get shot down, then you got to walk off.
Yeah.
You do it in a DM, it's like, oh, that's.
Because if you're not right by the door, that walk off is just dreadful.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, damn.
You hit an old Incredible Hulk music.
Then she got her homegirl with her, and they both standing there, see you get shot down. You got to take that to the face.
Now you just walking slowly.
Yeah, but you just got to think to yourself, you're lost. You know what my new thing is? I think of myself like a winning lottery ticket. I'm a winning lottery ticket. Yes. If you're stupid enough to throw it out,
it's their loss.
It's the same thing with you. If you walk up to a girl and she blows you off, she just missed out on a winning lottery ticket.
But that walk off, though.
That walk off is the saddest shit.
While I'm getting the napkins from by the door,
you're going to get these extra salt packets. I don't need me.
Do you guys ever go up to a girl and just give her your number? Don't even ask her for hers?
No. I did that when I was like 15 and I saw my number get ripped up and said, never again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a whole
Never again.
The last time I rolled up, she ended up being my girl. But so I'm kind of like, I'm 1-0, but I don't. But I don't do it. I just be like, man, she fine as hell.
I'm just saying that to the guys listening that they should take more chances. Because look, also, most girls are not total bitches. Like, I know they're out there. I know there are girls that get hit on all the time and they turn into bitches, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like,
that's kind of me.
You're a bitch. So let's just say you're out. Let's say you're like at the 7-Eleven and a guy, you're getting your coffee and a dude comes up and tells you you're beautiful and it's like, you know, and you're not into him. You're not interested. Mm-hmm. How do you tell him no? What do you say?
No, I'm going to be nice to him as long as nobody crosses the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as they stay respectful.
But like, what would you say if he's like, so he comes up to you, Tony, you're the guy at 7-Eleven.
I have a boyfriend.
Hell yeah.
Tony, go.
Oh, so hey, I saw you over here checking out, and I was checking
Tony,
you out.
Tony, you know who I am. Stop playing.
And, you know.
Pretend you don't know Tony. Okay.
Yeah. Tony, I saw you out here checking out. I was getting sunflower seeds myself, and I was wondering if I could take you out and get your number and stuff like that.
I would give you my number.
Okay. Well, that's great. And then I'd be embarrassed again on the walk-off after the success.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Tony lit up just hearing that false count.
Of course.
I know.
Tony lit up.
I got kind of excited. I'm like, oh, maybe this could work out. Date fails is turning into date success. I mean, okay. So, but if he wasn't interested, you'd just say you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, usually that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's usually
that's
what
a good
I
bailout.
And if they insist on it, I would be like, follow me on Instagram because I want more followers.
Damn.
Always hustling.
No, but you know what? Too. Actually, this guy kept staring at me when I went to a pizza place with these young girls. I took up for their birthday like a week or two ago. Mm. He was really creepy. He was just like staring hard. And I was like laughing. These girls I'm with are like 15 years old. Then he left. And then he came back. And then he was smiling and he was nice and he's a good looking guy. He's tall or whatever. I still gave him my Instagram, but he still messages me and he's asking me out. I mean, that's still a form to communicate with me. I get paranoid with the whole phone number thing. Like, because sometimes they want to hit you up at like 3 a.m. and I don't want you having that access to me. Like, if you want to pay my phone bill, then call me whenever you want. But
yeah,
until then,
I don't give out my number super easily. But if I do, like if I meet a guy out somewhere at a bar, a party, and we talk for more than 5 or 10 minutes and he seems like okay dude, then I'll give him my number. I wouldn't give a stranger. So let's say a stranger comes up to me and is like, you know, hey, you're beautiful. I just want to, could I get to know you?
Yeah.
I would say to that guy, if I was interested, I'd be like, why don't you follow me on like Instagram or Facebook and we can like DM a little bit and get to know each other. But then I would follow him back so I could get to know him. So I would, but I'm telling you guys, man.
But you know what?
Talk to these bitches. Cause
that's actually one of my,
that seems like the whole,
talk to these bitches.
Hashtag talk to these bitches.
I'm just trying to encourage guys to have the balls to talk to women because dudes are all, now with the whole DM thing and everything, it's like, there's a lot of girls out there like me and Sarah sitting at home with nobody.
Our phone is dry.
Phone full of DMs. But
so the DM is oversaturated. Come to the source.
Go to the actual network line.
But you know what? Also, if a guy tells me he doesn't have Instagram or social media,
I take it back. I'm turned on.
I'm turned off because I like. I'm sorry. I think you have a wife.
That.
I think you might have a girlfriend. Like I don't.
What are you hot? Because if you don't, pretty much anybody. I've heard that from different sides. A bunch of my buddies have said they don't trust females that don't have social media. Quote unquote.
Because
it's like everybody has it, regardless of how big and pronounced it is.
What are you hiding?
Exactly.
Touche.
Good point. Well,
I went on a date this past summer with this guy, and he told me he didn't have it, and I did intelligence in the military. I'm like, you fucking have one, you know? So I found it. And
like
I'm
a spy.
Why? Why did you lie for? He's like, I just don't want. I'm like, all right, the fuck out of my face, man. Like, because you're already lying.
The scariest shit, she was like, I did intelligence in the military. Hold the fuck up.
That's the best part. Sarah's killed people.
No, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I seriously start to date someone, I will do a background check on them. Like, I was almost going to seriously date someone last February. I guess that was during the other guy. But anyway.
We were
on a break or whatever. I thought it was over. We were doing the back and forth.
That's what you call a break.
But anywho, I found out that this guy, he was married. And, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, but it's just like, well, how come, I mean, tell me these things, you know what I mean? I kind of need to know. I dated one guy like 10 years ago. And after we started dating and all that stuff, he was like, oh, by the way, I have a son. And I'm like, okay, you don't think I need to know? Like,
right.
Wow.
I mean, I told you I had a cat from the beginning.
Out the gate.
Yeah. Like, I'm not
sure. I'd rather know he has a cat. Like, I would be more upset if he has a cat than a son. I'd be like, don't hide. You can hide your kid from me, but a cat? Oof.
Well, this little furry motherfucker
that turns you off?
Yeah.
See?
Guys that have cats, that's a turnoff.
I like cats.
It is kind of weird, but
I'm not saying it's a deal breaker.
I know a dude took pictures with his cats. I was like, hey, fam, you are a creep.
Yo, if I had a cat right now, definitely be on my Instagram.
No, I'm talking about taking, like, serious portrait studio.
Oh, no, no.
That's hilarious.
I'm
talking about holding this motherfucker like this.
Yeah.
My cat has her own Instagram. Yeah. She thinks she's popping.
Me and my cat would be cracking on Instagram.
I had to say that if you're going to have a cat as a dude, you better have a sense of humor about it and be like posting photos with it. Like, that's funny to me to go to Sears with it and like have a
with the sweater?
With the sweater.
Imagine
the
sweater.
You and the cat looking like this. The cat confused as fuck like, why am I here?
The cat like, I ain't signed up for this
shit. And dude's like, come on, just smile for me. The cat like, fuck you, fam. Take the picture.
I would actually like swipe right on that guy for having a sense of humor about it, though. Like, that's funny as fuck.
Most definitely.
Speaking of swipe right, I'm doing a little social experiment.
What?
I found a way to hack my phone to be in New York because I don't want it to be out here because, you know, everybody knows everybody out here. So I'm on Tinder and I'm matching up with as many people as I can. And I'm just writing them like Netflix and chill. So I'm going
to
do a little.
First of all, let's go back to this. How did you hack your phone to do that?
Military intelligence. Yeah, military.
She's killed people before.
Yeah, she's murdered people.
I have not.
Yeah, you have. Of Wait, course you're going to say that.
You're just writing guys asking, well, of course they're going to say yes. Who would
no,
say no?
No, no, there was like two of them that was like, well, can we start with the basics first? So I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But they're out in New York. I picked New York, far away, you know.
These guys probably all think you're a prostitute.
That's okay.
I mean, that's what I would
what
think.
What picture do you have? Yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I would think she was spam.
Yeah.
No, but if
yeah.
they had any sense, I have my links in there. So if they had any sense and they saw that I did pranks, you know,
oh,
they might.
Okay.
So there's the little tidbit that yeah. they get. But
somebody looks like you that comes at me like that, I'm like, spam.
This yeah, I would think
this is not. This is somebody this using is, her picture.
This is somebody I know playing around yeah, or something like I'm that. Not, yeah, I'm not.
But I'm
going.
Not like even holding conversation. I'm just saying Netflix and chill.
I know what I'm saying.
Definitely.
I'm gonna do 100 guys, and we're gonna have some statistical results. Yeah.
Of how many would say no. Do you know I used to do this thing on Tinder? I don't know if I ever told you about this, Tony. I had this website called Tinder Trauma. And what I would do is go on Tinder.
Trauma?
I talk about this on stage, but I never talked about it on here. Tinder Trauma. I would go on Tinder and I would message guys and I would act like I was just looking to hook up, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, you know, hey, I just got out of a long relationship. I just want casual sex tonight. And then when they would write back, I would purposely act as batshit crazy as I could to try to see how crazy a girl can be and a guy would still be DTF, right?
Wow.
And I talk about it on stage, but I posted them online. It is unbelievable. I'm not kidding.
No,
like, I would tell guys, I told one guy that I always had this fantasy about breaking into the zoo and fucking in the gorilla cage. And I said, I have a friend who works at the LA Zoo, and he said he could get us in after hours. And the guy was like, really? Yeah, I'd be down. I was like, but it has to be in the gorilla cage. And then what I want to do is I go, I want to smash up bananas and peanut butter and like rub it all over your body so that the gorillas come and get in.
Dude
on
was
the
like,
action.
Man, she a freak.
The gorillas
dog.
Come and get in on
the
yeah,
gorillas come yeah. and get it.
No guy ever said no.
No,
that's the
right.
whole point of the joke is that
Damn.
No. I told a guy that I just got out of jail for murdering my ex because he called me fat. And the guy was like, he sounds like a dick. Like, the guys were always trying to fuck no matter what.
No,
no matter what.
I told my brother about this, and he did something similar a few years ago. He took, like, a really bad picture of a girl.
Yeah.
And then he was still getting matched up with a ton of guys. And then he turned around and said, I'm a guy. And they were still like, okay.
Oh,
so,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's weird.
Whoa.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa.
I can't believe this.
I can't. But guys, I mean, guys, but the whole premise of the bit is that dudes, when they want to fuck bad enough, don't care.
Hey, this gorilla might be docile, right?
You are.
Gorilla, wow. Look, the gorilla might understand. I'm just trying to get some.
I would have faded out so tough. I believe.
Dude, Harambe would have
yeah.
thought.
You know the
right.
best.
What would Harambe do in a situation like this?
You know the best one ever. I've never talked about these ones. The best one ever, I thought, was I swiped right on a cop.
Mm-mm.
And he was in a cop outfit. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, I'm going to fuck with this dude. So I told him that I always had this. I told him I wanted to get revenge on my ex and that my ex was a teacher at a high school and that what I wanted to do was break into the school, break into his car, fuck in the car, and then take photos, like Polaroid photos, and leave them inside the car for my ex to find.
Wow, your imagination's
oh, right. oh no.
My mouth is dropped.
Gets,
I want to know what the dude said.
It gets
said.
Better. And the cop was like, he was like, okay, yeah, like, I know ways that we can get around the cameras there and stuff.
Jesus.
And wow. then I was like, okay, I got to find something he'll say no to. So then I was like, oh, but also the other part of it is I think it'd be really funny if you take a shit in my boyfriend's car and we leave the shit under the passenger seat. And he was like, this is the best part. He was like, you know, I'm cool with all the rest. I'm really not into the shitting thing.
Oh, that was his limit.
So
was
shit up.
He was fine with breaking and entering, putting risking his job, leaving Polaroid photos in the car of him fucking.
He just like, I'm not finna shit.
But I'm not
nobody.
Down to shit, though.
I ain't taking
though.
No shits.
I ain't taking no shits.
I will go to jail and lose my job. I ain't taking no shit.
I would do anything for love. But
you
I won't
cross the
take
line with
shit.
The public shit.
No shitting.
No shitting.
Oh, anyway.
Everybody has that little line. I guess that's his.
His line is in feces.
Yeah. I don't mind being a dirty cop.
But it's shit? Just.
But I ain't gonna be taking those shits.
I ain't taking none
of those
shits.
Right?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh my God. Well,
dude was all for it.
Kate is just.
I used to do it all the time. I mean, it's been years now. And then actually, honestly, Nikki Glaser got her show on Comedy Central and she started doing like a really similar bit on the show. So I kind of like backed off of it. But I still tell the, like, I read a lot of them on stage and stuff. They're so funny.
Oh, man.
Before we get out of here, I always ask every guest to tell me their worst date fails. Have you guys had any awful, fucking, terrible, nightmare dates that you can tell us about?
Before, man, I used to be on the party line back in the day.
What's that?
It was before Tinder, and it was just basically on the phone.
Are you on Tinder?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. I'm on it, but I'm like, I delete the app every now and then because I'm like, there's no point in me being on here.
I never got on there.
I delete the app. But so there was this phone chat line, and you would talk. It was like Tinder almost, but you were just talking. You use a voice. And this one girl, this is how I knew women sometimes lie about the descriptions. Because the girl told me she was 5'3", thick in all the right places, and weighed 135. First of all, everybody's weight don't end in 5 and 0. And all the right places should not mean your neck, wrist, knees, elbows, and ankles.
That's subjective.
I know it should, but that was my feeling at the time. But nonetheless, I told the girl my middle name and had her come to my grandmother's house. And so I was like, she walked to the door, and she was nothing at all. Look, again, subjectively, you people say shallow, but when you come to this motherfucker looking like one of the Goombas from the Super Mario Brothers movie, she was like, is Lavelle there? Yes, that's my middle name. Lavelle? Shut your face up. And I was like, yo, you just missed him. He went to the store.
You told her that you weren't home?
I told her I was not home, and he went to the store. She was like, can I wait for him? I was like, I don't know when he's going to be back. I was like, my grandmother don't like people she don't know over. She's like, but he expected me. I was like, I don't know what to do about that. So she left. She called me about 30 minutes later from a payphone down the street, and I answered the phone. I was like, yeah, that was me. But that wasn't you that came to the door.
You did not.
I swear to God, I said it.
Oh,
I said,
shit.
That was not you that came to the door. She was like, what you mean? I was like, you don't look nothing like what you say.
So she was drastically different than the description.
Dramatically different.
Dramatically. You know what I had to say? I don't hate on him for that because that's no different from a guy lying about, like, what they do for a living. Or, like, if you put out a false photo and you show up and you're, I mean, drastically
you should
different.
Pay the price for the falsehood.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Agree. I agree.
I feel like online, every time a guy says they're like 5'9 or 5'10, they're really like 5'7, 5'6.
I mean, a couple inches.
No, it's really like what it is.
Yeah. I mean, guys always add a couple inches to their height, but that's a little
6'7.
That's a little different from being like 5'. If a guy told me that he's like 6'1, 200 pounds, and he shows up and he's 5'7, 300 pounds, I'm not.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah. You should be.
Yeah.
You should be, right? Yeah.
I don't like all the trickery, man.
Tell me your worst date.
Man, I wish I thought about this before. I just think of something recent. A couple weeks ago, me and a girlfriend met up with these two guys, and they're, oh my God, this guy like ordered a beer. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm ordering nachos for everybody. And so my girlfriend ordered a drink, his friend ordered like something. And he didn't want to eat the nachos. And I'm like, I know what you're doing.
Because he didn't want to pay.
Exactly. Yeah, I already know.
Do that. So, there's five crinkled up singles. All right, this is for this beer.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't want to touch the food. And I was like, come on. And he was like, no, I already ate before I came here. I'm like, why did you? Don't. That's what girls do. Why are you doing that? You know? So anyway, then the check came. And when they put it in front of him, because that's what a waitress should do, is put it in front of the guy. Mm-hmm. He looked so, like,
horrified.
Like he saw a ghost or something. Like, yeah. And I'm with my other girlfriend who's grown. She's just turned 36 this week. So, like, grown women, you know? And they were just so weird about a $40 check.
Yeah.
Wait, $40? That was it?
That's not bad at all.
That was it. That was it. No, no, no. But and then, like, we stuck around. I'm like, it was just annoying. And, you know, I just, he had an attitude. He was complaining about everything. We took a picture together. And then he was like, I don't look good in this picture. I'm like, I'm not going to correct you, okay? I'm not going to sit here and give you compliments and make you feel secure about yourself.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, no, I hated him. And me and my girlfriend took some shots, and I looked at him like, do you want a shot? And he was like, on you?
Oh,
and
I
swear. And I was like,
this dude was
yeah.
a chick.
I
this
was
dude
like,
was
yeah.
a chick.
And he was a female.
He realized, like, the error of his ways, and he was like, no, I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? So anyway, the check came for the shots. which is like another $40. And they put it all together at $80.
Right?
So it was an $80 check. And he was already having a heart attack over the
$40. Oh, damn, didn't lost.
So what happened? Did he pay it?
So I was like, you know what? I'm good. So I was like, I'll pay for my drinks. It's fine, you know? And I'm never going to fucking talk to you again. So I said, I gave my American Express to the waiter. They put everything on my card. The whole check on my card.
He let you pay for him?
He put his card in there too, but they put everything on there. Express. And he was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I was like, I'm not eating this check. We're going to an ATM right now. Like, I'm not playing.
You did?
Yes.
See, I would never do that. No, I would be pissed, but I would walk off and be like, oh, never.
So then, he's following behind me and my girl in the car, and we see a Chase bank. I'm like, okay, ATM. We go to the ATM. He's like, I don't bank here. I'm like, you want to save $2.50? Like,
oh,
are you serious?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was really bad. And, yeah, and then the next day he texts me. He's like, I'm really sorry. We should have just done something like coffee or something. I'm like, why? Because you won't want to buy me a meal? It was so bad. I was like, don't contact me.
You don't have
so fucked
up. Let me tell you the last thing he said. He was like, you know, you were so closed off to me. I gave you like 6 compliments and you didn't give me one. And I'm like,
he is a girl.
Yeah. And I'm like, look, it's not my job to validate you.
Wait a second. Is he an actor?
No. He looks like an Oxnard or something like that. And I was like, it's not my job to validate you. And he says, it's not validation. It's common courtesy. I'm like, you don't give compliments expecting them back.
Exactly.
Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I blocked him. And
I bet you did.
It was bad.
I had a guy say that to me on a date out here. That's why I asked if he was an actor. So I'm like, maybe it's an actor thing. Because I was out on a date with a guy. We'd been out a couple times. And he said something to me about like how great my ass looked. He's like, have you been doing something different at the gym? Like your ass looks really great or whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, I was like, thanks. I was like, you look great too, but I'm sure you hear that all the time because he's super hot. And he was like, hey, he's like, don't assume that I've ever heard anything before. He goes, a lot of girls, they don't compliment me because they think, it's kind of like what I was saying earlier, that guys don't compliment us because they think that we hear it all the time.
Right.
He said that to me. A lot of girls, don't compliment
women
me.
Women aren't really complimenting.
I hear it all the time. And he was like, but I really need the compliments, and it really makes me feel good.
He kept it honest, though. I respect the honesty.
You got an empty tank that's just filled up with compliments.
I respect the honesty, though.
Please fill up.
Yeah, after that, though, I felt like I kept over-complimenting him. Like, every time we'd be together, I'd give, like, 5, 6 compliments. I was like, this feels so fake.
I feel like it's weird. I think he duped you.
I don't care. I fucking care. I'm so single.
I do like giving compliments, though.
I like giving compliments.
When I want to, though, I don't want to feel obligated.
Right.
Somebody grab
Once you feel
give
obligated, you're like, I ain't doing it.
Well, I'm going to give everyone a compliment right now. You guys are fucking awesome. All of you.
Thank you.
And you guys are both very handsome, and you're very beautiful. Tony, I think that you guys should go out because you guys just seem to have like a little love connection.
I got her number at 7-Eleven.
Oh,
this whole time,
shit.
Except for at 7-Eleven. What are you talking about?
I love it.
Sunflower
seeds. So tell real quick one more time before we go, Sarah, tell everybody where they can find you.
Instagram at Sarah Fasha, youtube.com/SarahFashaTV, and Facebook Sarah Fasha TV. I don't really use Twitter, but it's Sarah Fasha. They won't verify me, so I'm not talking to them right now.
Man, I feel the same way.
They rejected me. And I was like, how? Why?
All right, calm down.
Lots of people are not
verified on Twitter.
I know motherfuckers with 500 followers that are verified.
Right.
And I'm pissed off.
I have a Wikipedia page. I'm like, come on. I'm
legit. You Wikipedia.
I don't have a Wikipedia.
I don't have none of that.
Yeah. You,
think you better than us out there?
Oh, here we go, Tony. Here we go.
Oh, shit. You can find Sarah at Wikipedia, everyone. Jay, what about you?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Mr. Jay Washington. Again, MRJAYWASHINGTON, the Trusty Sidekick podcast on iTunes and TrustySidekick.com.
He does this.
You know?
Oh, shit. Right on. That means I don't need to say anything. The lights are out
and we are done. The light just went out. Follow Tony Baker at Tony Baker Comedy. Make sure you check out his upcoming dates at Flappers at the end of February. And follow me at KQ Funny. Follow all things comedy. See you guys next time. Bye.